Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. It's Wednesday, hump day. Oh, my God. I don't know about you, but I feel like I've only worked one day, which I actually did because I was off on Monday. But it feels like I've worked 3 days already. So glad you guys decided to join us tonight. I'm so excited. Because God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. We have some great guests coming on with us tonight. They are Divine of Annapolis. My goodness. I've heard these women sing. And when I tell you, these girls can sing, these women can sing. I got to read a little bit about them. They all have been saved by the miraculous grace of Jesus Christ. Divine is based out of Annapolis, Maryland. Their ministry is to let people know that Jesus is coming soon and that you need to be ready. Giving God praise, seeing people saved, and witnessing the rededication of souls and the uplifting of hearts is their goal. Doing the will of God is what it's all about. That's Divine of Annapolis. I've got so much more to say about them, but before we do, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for another day. God, you allowed us to see a beautiful day. Some areas it may be raining, storm, or whatever it's doing, it's still a blessed day because we woke up. God, we ask you to be in the midst of this interview. Have your way. God, we ask you right now to open up the airways, God, so that our listeners will be blessed by these awesome women that are going to come on and talk about just what they're doing in the kingdom of God and what God is doing in their lives individually and as a ministry. So, God, we ask you to have your way. Bless our listeners as they are on. We know these shows are recorded, so we ask you to bless those that are listening live on internet and also those that will listen to the archive show later on. And we just give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Forgive us because we know that there was something that we've done or said that wasn't pleasing in your sight. And help us to forgive others, Father God, as you have forgiven us. So we thank you, we love you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, Annapolis of Divine of Annapolis, I got to hear these ladies last year, I think it was the year before last, as Praise Factor on People's Choice Awards. And I had an awesome time, you know, in season 5, got to win Jazz Artist of the Year, got to meet some phenomenal people, got to go on tour. We're actually going on tour again. They started already, but they're coming to Charlotte. So we'll be singing this weekend coming. But I heard these women, and oh, my God, they were just awesome. And you just got to hear them for yourself. I know that God is doing great things in the ministry, and they're doing a lot of traveling. So I want them to tell you exactly what God is doing and how he's using them in a mighty, mighty way. So without further ado, do I have my Divine of Annapolis singing women on the line tonight?
Praise God. Yes, you do. How are you, Sister Katrina Reese? We are so happy to be on line with you.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you tonight. Oh, my gosh. Look, I didn't even want to begin to start mentioning all the ladies' names because I'm going to tell you right now, I crucify names. So And so I just wanted you to come on and tell our listening audience about, you know, this wonderful group, what God is doing, how you guys got started, and all that good stuff. So who am I talking to right now?
This is Patricia Y. Samuel. I'm the business manager for the group, as well as the vocalist, and also Shawnee Wallace, who is our lead singer.
Okay, great, great. So so kind of tell our listening audience, ladies, how you – well, actually, first of all, I know Annapolis because you guys live in that area, but how did you come up with Divine of Annapolis?
You know, when you start a group, and we were members from different churches as we are now, and it just seemed right. There were a lot of names that were thrown into the hat, but Divine just seemed to have that effect.
I love it. And you know what? And you ladies are divine because, like I said, I got to hear you in Atlanta. I think it was last year. And again, you know, with the, getting the exposure through Praise Factor, you know, the, one of many platforms. But that was my opportunity to hear you ladies, and I was just so blown away. You guys minister truly from the heart. So kind of tell our listening audience about each of the members. And I know you've probably gone through some changes, which most groups do. So kind of talk about how God has evolved you, ladies.
All right. Well, this is Shawnee, the lead singer. I actually came on board on August last year, although Patricia had kind of found me and fought me down for a little bit before I actually joined the group. But thank God she did. But she kept at me and stayed with me because I'm so glad that I made the decision to begin to sing with them. And my first rehearsal, I will never forget, was August 7th, 2015. And from then on, the rest is history. God has been moving tremendously. And in such a short amount of time, we have done so much and so much has happened. And, yes, we have gone through changes. But like you said, that's with any group. With any organization, sometimes people come, sometimes people go, but we still keep moving in Jesus' name. We just welcomed our newest member, Ms. Lorraine, and she came back in, June. She started with us, and she has a beautiful soprano voice, and we're so glad to have her. Along with her as singing soprano, we have Ms. Karen Johnson, and God has truly blessed her. She recently had heart surgery, and she came back with a quick recovery. So we thank God for healing her body, and we thank Him for continuing to heal her body and that she is able to come back and sing with us. Then we have our original member, one of the original vocalists, Patricia. She is one of our altos. And we do have an alto, Ms. Crystal Mackle, who is out at the moment. She's going to be having surgery. So you all please keep Sister Crystal Mackle in prayer, that God will heal her body and give her a speedy recovery in Jesus' name. And we also have our two tenors, who are sisters, blood sisters, Miss Debbie and Miss Gloria, and we thank God for them.
Wow.
Oh, and our musicians, we do have our musicians who one of them is an original member who has been with the group from the beginning, and that is Patricia's husband, Mr. Melvin Samuel, on the lead guitar. And we also have our bass player, Mr. Horace Martin, our drummer, Mr. Kenny Day, and we are actually working with a keyboardist by the name of Keith Rao, who's going to be helping us on a few upcoming projects. And so we just thank God for them as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, and that's what I was going to ask you, because I know now it says on your bio you ladies started, the group started in January of 1993. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Now, when you step out in faith, and I actually got a chance to interview another phenomenal women's quartet group last week. They were the Daughters of the King. And one of the questions that I asked them, and I'm going to ask you the same thing, do you audition people for the group? Do you... how do you find women that would have the same heart and I know you know what's the question that I'm asking, but have the same heart as far as ministry. How do you, you know, and I know people, like I said, we talked about earlier, leave the group, but how do you know when your next person that comes in is a good fit?
You actually don't know, but by the grace and favor of God, on our behalf, it has really worked out. I actually do several things. Sometimes I may run across a vocalist that I hear, as with Sharnay. I heard Sharnay several years ago, and she really caught my interest. Such anointing was upon her, and I stalked her. recently, we had a member that has gone out on leave, Viola Johnson, who was the original lead singer for the group, and so we needed to bring someone else in, you know, for soprano. So I ran an ad actually for that person, and and with some stipulations, what we were looking for, and there's a minister who answered the call, and that's Lorraine McGee. She's our newest member, awesome vocalist, truly anointed. So God has blessed us in that area, because it could have been the other way.
Mm-hmm. Sure could. And that's one of the things, because, you know, I know you ladies know as well as, you know, some of our listening audience, we see a lot of groups, and being able to keep that that zeal and that same consistency and being able to understand that this is ministry, you know, God anoints each of you differently. And so that, but when you come together as one unit. What do you guys do as a group to continue to gel together?
Well, a lot of what we do, we see each other about at least once a week, if not two times a week, for rehearsals. And what we do, we are, well, a lot of the group members have known each other for years and years. And a lot of people in the group have known my family, maybe not me personally for a long time, but a lot of my family members who are singers and musicians and preachers as well. So we have all kind of known each other around about for a few years. And so it's kind of easy to gel, even though we all have different personalities and different gifts. We all tend to come together and we reason with one another, so much so that we have this one purpose, and that's to glorify God in song. And so we each have that purpose in mind. And so all of us are anointed in our own way, in our own right, and God has gifted us in his own way as he sees fit to bless each person with what he wants them to do and how he wants them to do it. When we're in our rehearsals, we go until, you know, it's right. We have to make sure that the sound is right, and we have to make sure that everybody is on one accord. And we always start off with prayer, and that's something that we can't get away from. We start with prayer and we end with prayer.
Yeah,
that is the main thing that helps us to stay together and to stick together and gel and mesh is prayer. And pretty soon we're going to be incorporating the scriptures as well, because we always have to keep the scriptures of God in our minds and in our hearts all times, whether you're in the group, whether you're in church, whether you're at work. You always have to have the word of God growing up on the inside. And as a group, that's going to help us become stronger in our faith, and it's going to help us stay together, stick together, because we'll have that common ground. We'll have that strong foundation of the word, the strong foundation of prayer. And when you have those two combinations, you can't go wrong.
Amen. I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's very important, because you all really, as a group, you know, even though everybody has their own different personalities, you only come together to do one thing, and that's to lift up the name of Jesus. And I love one of the things that I read, and I was reading your bio, and I'm going to read it again. It says, giving God praise, seeing people saved, witnessing the rededication of souls and the uplifting of hearts is our goal. I love that. It's not about fame or money. It's truly about soul winning. And I think that's where I think a lot of our groups, whether they're a soloist or whether they're, you know, a quartet group or whatever they're doing, that's where they miss it. Did you see that changing Do you see some of that that has shifted in the gospel industry, that seems like it's now more about, you know, popularity and money and, you know, status?
Unfortunately, yes. That is the case with a lot of different groups, a lot of different singers and musicians. And, you know, not to put anybody down, but that's the reality that we live in. Some people are in the gospel music industry just to make money, because some may think they can't make it in the secular field, so they come into the gospel field and thinking that, you know, they're going to make the type of money, as much money as they can, but then they lose aspect of salvation. That's the main thing that gospel music is about: salvation, winning souls for Christ, saving souls for Christ, and it's also hope and love. And we tend to lose that, and so many people get so, I hate to say the word, arrogant about it, and it shouldn't be that way. There's no place for arrogance in the kingdom of God. And when you are singing music, it's not supposed to be about show. It's not supposed to be about entertainment, but it's supposed to be about the power of God moving through song. It doesn't have to be a preached word all the time. Sometimes what you can sing, it could be a song that will just touch your heart and get deep down on the inside of your soul and of your heart and cause you to think about, cause you to think about something. I mean, there's so many songs in my lifetime that I can say have truly ministered to me and given me the hope and the strength to continue on. Because at one time, I was going to stop singing. I had it in my mind that I wasn't going to sing anymore because of the demands of other people and because of the harshness that I received from other people when I had to say no. And when I did say yes, I didn't always receive the treatment that I felt that I deserved to be treated. But anyway, God still got the glory because I was still going to sing unto him no matter what. And that is something that I have chosen to do, is to continue to sing his praises.
Yes. That's wonderful. And I like that you said that, because, again, we tape our shows, and so we're going to have someone that's probably, you know, getting started to hear this. And that's what it's about. If you're in it to make money, then you're in it for the wrong reasons. Definitely. So God has been opening up some mighty doors for you, lady, as well, because you're traveling, you've got nominations, you've won awards. Kind of tell our listening audience, you know, how that feels, you know, being award-winning artist.
Well, it's a nice honor, and we thank God for the recognition, because it does allow us to go further in ministry. It allows us to go different places and to meet different people and get different connections and networking going on to get us to the next level and get us to the next. But again, ministry is the key. There's nothing wrong with the awards. There's nothing wrong with the accolades. Everybody likes to be recognized sometimes for their gifts and for their talents and for things that they do, and that's fine. But the main goal is ministry and reaching the masses, and that is what we are all about. You know, the awards, like I said, they're good. They're nice to go to award shows and have a good time. But at the end of the day, those award shows are those awards that we receive and have in our hand are man-made. But what we are reaching for are things that are not man-made, and only God can get us to those things that are God-made. Hallelujah. Those things that God has created for us. Those things that God has molded and shaped and put together for us to have. That is the real goal. That is the real award. And all our rewards are stored up in heaven. That is why we send up our timber daily. When we sing in his praises, that's us sending up our timber. When we are giving a smile or giving a hug or giving an encouraging word or a compliment to someone, that is us sending up our timber.
Yeah.
So we can leave the awards behind, but I thank God that we know what the real reward is.
Amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I love it. And that's it. And that's one thing that we try to do on our show. We want to give, you know, we've been doing a lot lately with a lot of inspired independent artists, whatever you want to call them. But again, really and truly, our job, and I say this all the time, our job is as a servant. We're just servants. You know, all the other stuff, you know, the silver and the gold, like you said, will tarnish, will pass away. But the name of Jesus and who we represent will stand forever, will stand forever.
Yes.
I love it. You ladies have such a sweet spirit. Now, you recently, didn't you recently lose one of your members that passed on, or am I thinking about another group?
No, actually, it was a former member that passed. We did a tribute to her on social media. She had not been with us because she was ill. And when she passed, it really touched all of us. We were really affected by that.
Mm. And it is, because when you you're a family, truly, that's what you are.
Yes, we are.
You become a family because you travel together, you sing together. You know, when you ladies aren't singing and you have some downtime, which I asked one of my artists this one time, and they were like, I don't really ever have any downtime. But I'm like, okay, well, I know you can't be singing 24/7. What do you ladies like to do as far as, you know, hobbies other than singing?
Well, this is Patricia speaking right now, and I can truly tell you I have very little downtime. I manage the group, and I'm always working on branding for the group, and you know, just trying to listen and follow the plan that God has for Divine of Annapolis. And in doing that, it seems like I don't really sleep because I'm up, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, that lady eats, sleeps, drinks, and goes to the bathroom out of Annapolis. And so she is constantly working, constantly thinking of ideas and solutions. And she's always thinking. She's a thinker, advisor by nature and by heart. And so she really can't help it. But she does love, I will say, she loves her family very much. And when she does get time to spend with them, she takes it very serious because she loves her family to know that she loves them. And she shows it in so many different ways. She's a very loving and kind, sweet person. And she loves her 3 grandchildren and her children. Her husband, she loves him very much, and her brother-in-law, and her nieces and nephews, and those cousins that she has, and family who are over on the Eastern Shore where she is from. So she has a very loving personality and character. So we do love our family members, and we do like to hang out with them and cook and eat and watch movies and things of that nature. So when we do get downtime, that's what we do.
That's good. Because I was gonna ask, because you got to have a balance. You know, because Jesus, he talked about having a moment of rest. You have to have rest. You have to have that time when, you know, you just have to give your body, your mind, your spirit, you know, the rejuvenation that it needs. So talk about the balance of how do you balance, you know, family, you know, ministry, you know, and it could be, you know, I know everybody does everything differently, but can you kind of talk about how do you, you know, balance if there's a new artist that's listening or just someone, you know, that is, you know, has so much going on in his or her life? Talk about how important it is to have a balance.
It is very important to have a balance. And sometimes when you're so passionate about something such as this, it's kind of hard to find that balance because you want to throw yourself into your passion, to the word. You want to throw yourself into songwriting mode. You want to throw yourself into modes that pertain to your calling and your purpose and your position, because you don't want to lose the momentum. You don't want to lose the moment of what God is showing you and giving you and presenting before you. But the way that you try to balance that out is you have to just stop sometimes. That's the key word, STOP. Just stop sometimes and take a breather and
and do things with your family. Go out somewhere. Go out to a play. Go out to dinner with friends or family members. Have a cookout or go to an amusement park. Go to a movie. Do something besides what you do all the time. And then it will mean that much more when you go back to your work mode and go back to your mode if you just stop sometimes every now and then. So once you feel like you're exhausted and you feel like you can't do this anymore, that's the time to stop and do something that will bring you peace. Even though sometimes the ministry can bring you peace, it can also bring you turmoil. And if there's a lot of turmoil going on, that's
the sign that you need to just stop, take a breather, call up a girlfriend, call up one of your guy friends, call up your mom, your sister, your brother, your cousin, or a good friend from school.
Call up somebody, anybody, and have some fun.
Amen. I love it. Now, tell our listening audience, what do you ladies have coming up next? Are you working on new music? Are you preparing for some events that are coming up? Kind of tell our listening audience where we can see Divine of Annapolis in the next, in this time, sometime in this year, 2016.
Well, we are working on our second studio album, CD, and hopefully we'll have it, if not by the end of this year, hopefully we'll have it early 2017. And this is going to be a little bit different. This CD is going to have everything, something for somebody. Everybody is going to be able to relate to the CD, country, a little bit of urban, a little bit of R&B feels, but still have that gospel message of Jesus Christ and his salvation and still have that message of faith. It's the words and the lyrics that make the song. The beats are good and the instruments are okay, but once you really listen in on what's being sung and what's being said, it's going to make all the difference. But you'll be able to feel the different vibes that each song brings about in the production. We are also looking forward to the Praise Factor Award coming up in September. We are in the middle of that right now in the second round. So please go out there on Praise Factor and vote for Divine of Annapolis, vote for our video, and help us get to the next round. That's something else that we're working on. We're going to be traveling quite a bit this year. And later on this year, in November, we have been blessed to have the opportunity to go to Bobby Jones Gospel down in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to be taking a bus trip down there and going to be bringing some people from our area down there with us to support us and watch us live singing for Bobby Jones. We're going to be in Virginia a couple of times this year. So we do have a lot going on, and it's all thanks unto God.
Amen, amen. That is just fantastic. Now, if anyone listening would like to have you ladies come and minister at their church or for a women's conference or at an event, tell them how they can contact you.
We can be reached by phone, and that number is 443-333-1120. Again, that's 443-333-www.divineannapolis.com, by email info@annapolis.com. We're on Facebook, Divine of Annapolis, Maryland, Twitter, @DivineSings, Instagram @DivineSings. Just type Divine of Annapolis in on the internet and you'll get about 3 or 4 pages. So we can be found, and that's D-I-V-I-N-E A-N-N-A-P-O-L-I-S.
Amen. Well, ladies, we are at the top of the hour for the show, and I am so glad that you were able to come on. Next time, hopefully, we'll patch everybody in because we'd love to hear from everybody on the next interview. But if one of you ladies would close our show out with a word of prayer, I ask my guests to do that all the time. So that's one of the things that I love for our guests to close us out. So if you would close us out with a word of prayer.
Praise God.
all hearts and minds clear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you. Lord, we thank you for all things. We thank you for everything that you have done. Lord, we thank you for what has just transpired in this interview, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for Sister Reese, who has allowed us to be on here with her, speaking with her about what you are doing for Divine of Annapolis. And Lord, I ask a special blessing upon Sister Reese as she continues on in her ministry, Lord God, and doing the things that you have allowed her to do and would have her to do in the near future, Lord God. Bless her family, bless her radio station, Lord God, and just bless her entirely, Lord God, as you see fit. Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless Divine of Annapolis. And Lord, we ask that you would bless those who may be listening in, those who may be new up-and-coming artists who want to take their ministry forward. Lord, we ask that you would give them a fresh anointing. Lord, we ask that you would give them the courage and the hope that they need to continue on. Lord, we ask that you would send other people to come their way and bless them and pour into them, Lord God, and sow seeds into their ministry, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would bless the sick and the shut-in, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would bless the homeless, bless those who are in the hospitals, bless those who are even in the jailhouse, Lord God, bless those who are on the street, and give them a way out, Lord God, give them a way of escape. Send somebody their way who would help them out of the gutter, Lord God. But we just thank you for all things, Lord God. In everything, we give thanks to you, no matter what it feels like and what it seems like, Lord God, no matter how hard it may be, because it does get hard, but you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. And, Lord, we are standing on your word, and we're trusting in your word. Again, Lord God, forgive us for every sin that we have committed against you, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord God. Cleanse us from the inside out. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us so that we may continue on in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, ladies, thank you so much. I love you. Can't wait to see
you
in September. And I'm not going to say good luck because there's no such thing as luck, but we will definitely be praying for you and promoting you for the Praise Factor.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Reese.
Amen. Well, guys, as we always say at the end of the show, let's talk, everybody. We love you. You guys have a great week.
You too.